Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, it's my pleasure to be here today among the partners participating in Regional Cooperation 2017 exercise. I'd like to thank the Ministry of Defense of the Republic of Tajikistan in particular for hosting this event. This exercise, which has been consistently hosted among regional partners on a rotating basis since 2004, is an important part of the 2017 military-to-military plan of cooperation with Tajikistan's Ministry of Defense. So this year, as you've seen, we were pleased to welcome, of course, along with the host Tajikistan, delegations from Kyrgyzstan, Mongolia, Pakistan, as well as an observing contingent from Kazakhstan. Together, we are working toward the common goal of advancing regional security and stability while also strengthening our partnerships and friendships. Opportunities such as these allow us to learn a great deal from each other's experiences and best practices in peacekeeping missions, border security, and stability operations. The open exchange of ideas and experiences occurring in the multinational command post established for this exercise are critical to mutual trust and future partnership. This year is particularly significant for the history of the partnership between the United States and Tajikistan, as we recently celebrated 25 years of diplomatic relations between our two countries. During this time, the United States has provided over $262 million in security assistance to help Tajikistan ensure its sovereignty, secure its borders against transnational threats, and enhance the professional education of its military personnel. A few months ago, President Trump, in a letter to President Rahmon, expressed his hope that our mutual respect and dedication to advancing our common goals of regional security and stability will continue to grow. Our long-term goals for exercise regional cooperation are exactly in line with our overall security priorities for the region. In Tajikistan, we specifically aim to enhance Central Asia's security and stability by building capabilities for counterterrorism, counter-narcotics, and interdicting weapons of mass destruction. At the same time, we seek to foster multilateral dialogue on security issues of mutual concern. Not only do these outcomes benefit the countries participating in the exercise, but they produce desirable results across the region and throughout the international community. The United States looks forward to continuing useful, practical exercises with our regional partners as a show of our commitment to the people of Tajikistan and Central Asia. Together, we are promoting our mutual interests while deepening partnerships and our ability to provide coordinated responses against common threats. Thank you very much.